B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's 3 o'clock hour. I am checking on this Bryce Harper thing. I'm qualified this because I'm telling you I've been told that his wife's in the hospital having the baby. So I don't know whether that is true. First of all, I'm checking on it, and I don't know whether that's going to cause, if it is true, whether it's going to cause him to miss the game tonight. So we'll just have to wait and see. I got checkpoints out.
Would we be around the timeline right now?
I think so.
Natalie, do you remember how many months pregnant she was?
She's due in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So.
Baby watch. I'm on it.
All right. So we will check that. And listen, it is possible that he's in the hospital and then he will make it to the game. I don't know.
A friend of mine just texted me. He's funny. He says, Bryce Harper's wife will deliver their first baby tonight. Scott Boras is negotiating with 3 local hospitals to see where she'll go. It's a funny one, right?
My friend
Mike Doherty.
Very amusing. 610-622-0975. The 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show is brought to us by Queer Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. So last night you saw what you needed to see, right? We took little snippets out of last night's game. Eagles go down 26-0 though in that game, which is not good. And their first team offense looked really poor with Cody Kessler at the helm. So the two issues I have is, one, not playing Carson Wentz, was that the right thing to do? And two, do you think the Eagles are susceptible to press clippings? Like in game one, because they didn't go out there and bust it last night, and I understand why the first team wouldn't have busted it, because they're just trying to survive. It's preseason a whole bit. But do they go into that Washington game with their shields up because they're a great team, or they walk up with their shields down because they're impenetrable, because everybody else says they are?
That's a good question. But I think they're going in there normal.
All right. Let's go to Tony in York. Tony, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Tony.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Tony?
It looked like to me that the Eagles, and I'm talking about all 3 preseason games, are not ready to play. And the reason why I'm saying that is because of all the penalties that I keep seeing them have.
Yeah, a lot of penalties. It's horrible. It's very sloppy last night.
And so if you're ready to play, you don't have the penalties. And I'm not talking about first stringers. You know, I'm talking about the whole team, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get you. It was very sloppy. Not good.
And my other question is about Jordan Mailata.
Mm-hmm.
He looked scared out there. He absolutely looked scared because he had 3 penalties by himself where he was jumping off.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't the greatest game for him, and they played him a lot of snaps because they're trying to get him up to speed. But you don't have to worry about it because Lane Johnson's going to play.
Okay. Will he make the team and not be on the...
No, he'll definitely make the team. He's their backup right tackle.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, bud.
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. Yeah, Jordan Mailata. Key member of Club Tyrone.
Maybe the member, right?
He is. Like, he's the captain.
It's him and Bolden were the original members, right?
Jonah, yes.
Yes.
Jonah Bolden and Mailata were the original members
and
of Club Tyrone.
Was Justin Anderson pre-Club Tyrone?
Justin Anderson may have been he might have been the original.
Now that
I think about it, he might have been the original.
He was the OG, but then those guys came right after.
Yeah. They all go by the wayside eventually.
I know. They all get kicked out.
All right, let's go. Adam and Bartow. What's up, Adam? Yo, Adam. All right, Adam, you got a bad connection, but call us back because we're going to Jeff in the Northeast. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeffy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Northeast Philadelphia. Long, long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks,
how
buddy.
You guys doing today?
Doing good.
I just wanted to start off by saying that I'm an avid Philadelphia sports fan. I absolutely love every team in this city, except for the Eagles, who I hate. I've been following Philadelphia sports for about 50 years passionately.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you want to know what my feelings about the Eagles are, They used to be my favorite team. And when they signed Michael Vick, it was like a punch in the gut.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll never forgive the Eagles or Jeffrey Maury for signing Vick. Anyway, the main reason I called was...
Well, let's flesh this out a little bit more, because I think it's very interesting that you had that reaction. Now, you had that reaction, obviously, because you're an animal lover?
Absolutely.
Okay. But you do know that he did serve time. And, you know, the concept in America, if you serve a punishment, you're supposed to get a clean slate.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
And I'm an attorney myself. I fully understand that.
All right.
But I'm also a very unforgiving person.
Okay.
And what he did, I will never, ever, ever forgive him or the Eagles or Jeffrey Maury for signing him. Nobody else would touch him. Okay, blank from Atlanta, wouldn't take him back. Nobody would touch him. And,
now, let me ask you this. Are you a man of faith?
Yeah, I am.
All right, well, not forgiving isn't very faith-filled.
Mike, what can I tell you? I'm not perfect.
All right, okay, I got you, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just, very, very unforgiving about that.
Okay.
And believe me, to kick the Eagles to the curb, it was, like I said, a punch in the gut to me, because I back in the day when they didn't televise those games because they didn't sell out, okay,
mm-hmm.
I had my little transistor radio on Sundays, and I would listen to every play.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
all
the
right.
The main reason I called, okay, was to thank you for the show you put on, okay? It's extremely entertaining, extremely informative. And you, Tyrone, Natalie, and Andrew are just through the roof, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. I guess you're entitled to your opinion, to take your fandom away from a particular team because they did one thing that would reflect a forgiveness. Seems a little odd to me.
Now, do you think he celebrated the Super Bowl?
Well, I didn't get around to asking him that question. He's a very unforgiving person, he said. I don't know if that's a good quality. You have to forgive in life, don't you?
Yeah.
Or you hold bitterness in the whole
time. Yeah, it's not healthy.
Now, had he said that he dropped his fandom of the Philadelphia Eagles because of Riley Cooper, that would make more sense to me than the Michael Vick thing. But then again, we have a president right now that, wow, don't get started. 610-632-0975. Sam in Philly. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam.
Yes.
What's up, Sam?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Fred.
Fred, how you doing, Fred?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
But I watched a long time.
Yeah. You've been watching a long time?
I remember Mike when he first opened up a Subway store on Front Street.
Hey, do me a favor, turn your radio off.
Oh, is he talking to me now?
Yes, I am talking to you. wait. So, Sam, do you know my name is Mike, right?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't know? You've been watching the show? You don't know my name's Mike?
Mike Bisonelli?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about today, buddy?
I wanted to talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, go ahead.
And why we won't pick this guy up. We'll pick up a 40-year-old backup quarterback that's been retired.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I mean, Jeffrey Lurie showed his colors when he picked Vic. Nobody wanted him. And the guy did jail time. He did his time. We mm-hmm. picked him up, and he gave him a chance.
Yes, he did.
And I don't know why he can't glory being the city of brotherly love. What, take a shot on bringing his guy back to play. Be the first one.
Yeah, they obviously don't want the controversy that surrounds him. And it's clear that the NFL has given sanction to any team that would want to pick him up. They pretty much have discouraged, in my view, teams from picking him up.
I understand that, but the same thing...
In other words, they blackballed him, is what they've done.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they also put a rule in. if you're not gonna stand for the thing,
yeah,
go under the tunnel.
Right.
So he could do all he wants to do under the tunnel. Nobody's gonna see it.
Exactly.
So why they still got a blackball?
Well, because they think that if they sign him, it'll cause the NFL to come into question by a lot of people, and they just don't want to deal with the issue anymore. They think they've disposed of the issue.
Do you think it is because he could challenge Wentz?
No.
More?
No. He can't challenge Wentz.
No. He's
a backup quarterback at this stage of his career.
No, but he's a young backup quarterback. And he's
not that young.
Well, he was pretty good when he played, though. He almost took the
yeah, he was. Some people say, well, you haven't played in 2 years. You can't really... Somebody's got to save me.
Friday?
Somebody's got to save me. All right, the news has broken that Bryce Harper has been placed on the paternity leave list. So,
did you see
my
called up?
Tip was correct, and to fill his spot on the 25-man roster, Michael Franco has been recalled from Lehigh Valley.
Good.
For 2 games. What that means, right?
Maybe it's a home run in one of these 2 games and they send Sean Rodriguez down.
So they'll send him back down and call him back up in September.
Yeah.
He won't be with the team, or will he be with the team through snow? There's many days. Bryce Harper won't be on the list that long. So Bryce will be back probably after this series. He'll rejoin the team, I would think, in Pittsburgh, right?
Well, Real Muto, he only missed one game earlier this year, right?
Did?
I think he only missed one game when he went on paternity leave. So I could see Harper
first
being
child,
back.
Though. First child.
That's true.
Could be a couple days, at least. I would think.
Yeah,
at least a
I mean,
days.
And you know.
Maybe he goes down there for Sunday's game.
Hopefully everything goes well.
Yes. All right, so my little birdie was correct.
How about that?
Do we know what he's having?
I don't have that specific information, Natalie.
I think it's a boy. Let me see.
But we'll get the we'll get the update on that as well. All right, 610-622-0975. So I'm trying to guess at the lineup tonight. Well, Franco will be in the lineup at play 30. They're going to call him up. They'll have to stick him in the lineup, right?
That's a good question. Well, Kingery goes to the outfield.
Kingery goes to the outfield now, because now you got to move Hazley to right field. Kingery will probably play center. And who's pitching for the Marlins? Is there a righty?
Yeah. Hector Niosi.
Well, maybe they'll play Kingery in left, Hazley in center, and I don't know what they're going to do. Who am I missing?
Oh, Corey Dickerson.
Oh, Corey Dickerson. Yeah, Corey Dickerson to play left. Kingery to play center. Hayes LePierre right tonight.
Unless Quinn.
Kyle Franco will be in the lineup. Yeah, maybe Roman Quinn gets in the lineup again. No, it's groin.
Oh, that's right.
He's hurt.
So Franco so plays third.
Kingery in center, Franco at third, Hayes in right, Dickerson in left.
And you lose the best bat in your lineup.
Against the Marlins, though.
Okay.
All right. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Andrew in Newtown. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Wow, that was quick. Happy Friday, Mike.
Yeah, we're a little low on the calls right now for some reason. I guess a lot of people don't have a good reaction to last night.
Well, I'm glad I could help out. I kind of do. There was a few things that looked pretty good. I mean, their wide receiver core is going to be pretty good. I mean, the kid Whiteside looked really good, and now they have some big size, you know, with Jeffries and then the two tight ends. I mean, they've got some weapons. You still there, Mike?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, okay. Mm-hmm. So they definitely have four they're going to keep. Deshaun, Aguilar, Jeffries, and who's the other guy?
Hollins. Hollins would be the fifth. They're keeping five.
You think? Yeah. So they're going to keep five. You think Matt Hollins is going to make it?
I think, because he's a special team guy. So they'll keep him. The question is whether they'll keep six. And if they keep six, Ward stays.
Okay. Yeah, well, the four that they have look really good.
Yeah, Arthega Whiteside is the other one.
Yeah, he's definitely, he looked great. Mm-hmm. So you're looking great. Jenkins, mm-hmm. a veteran who wants to play as opposed to, you know, everybody keeping him in bubble wrap. Mm-hmm. And what are they going to pay this guy? I'm not sure what their salary cap is. I guess they're going to adjust after they have the final roster. But don't you think they have to sign him?
If they sign, who are you talking about?
Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, He's like a quarterback on the defense.
Well, they won't let him go.
No. But he's looking for a contract extension, which is not due till next year. But, you know, they were thinking he was going to hold out at camp. I think they've got to, you know, just...
No, I think that stuff is being worked behind the scenes. That's why he hasn't talked about it. I think that they pretty much, Laurie pretty much promised him he's going to get a raise. So yeah, he's just laying low about it.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Because he's, I mean, just a force in the locker room as well as a team leader. Last thoughts, just want to say goodbye to Cody Kessler. Didn't even get to know you. Good
yeah,
ring.
Cody's going to be cut.
Have a good weekend, all Mike. Right. Oh, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Are you coming?
You know, I'm going to try and get down there. I haven't been down in a while. You know, last time I was there was one of the last events with my wife before she passed. So I'm going to see if I can make it and, you know, suck up and get down there.
Okay. You got it, buddy. All right. Thanks, Andrew. I'm trying to find out if it's a boy or a girl. I'm inside
the hospital. It's a boy.
It is a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm inside the hospital room here.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Do we have any further details?
I'm communicating it from inside the hospital room.
You have a person on the inside?
I have a source of a source in the hospital room.
What?
Yes. I mean, I'm plugged in, bro. Oh. Yeah, I'm deep inside.
Yeah.
So, you know she had a boy?
They did announce that they were having a little boy.
It?
Yes.
Oh, okay. They announced it.
Yeah.
All righty.
You're going to get us, what, the measurables and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you all the information. Just keep it tuned
baby's
right here.
Time.
I'm deep inside. All right, so let me just go over the FanFest schedule of events quickly. 12 o'clock, Mo Green starts spinning. 1 o'clock, our main band, the Zings, will kick it off. So as soon as the gates open, the Zings will play. 1:30... there will be our first Q&A. Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, D. Lynam from the Victory Stage. At 2 o'clock, I will do the Fanatic staff introductions on stage. Also, FanDuel Q&A will start at 2 o'clock at that time. So if you're interested in the betting lines and who might be the good plays, FanDuel Q&A. 2:15, of course, that's fantasy football as well. 2:15, the Zings come back. 2:15 is also the Q&A with Sal Powell and Ron Jaworski. Always a popular Q&A on the stage. Yep, they'll be at the Victory Stage as well. 2:15, field goal kicking contest will begin. So if you're not at the Q&A, get over to the field goal kicking contest. There'll be the meet and greet at 2:30 with D, Devon, and Tom McGinnis. 2:30 Q&A, Farzetta and Trey in the morning. 2:45 Q&A with the Cuz and myself. 2:45 at the Victory Stage.
Well, that's a must attend right there.
2:45 at the same time, though. Tobias Harris meet and greet at Bully's Pub.
You got some competition there.
Yes. 3 o'clock will be the meet and greet with Torty Stazak and Rob Motti at the Atrium. FanDuel Q&A number 2 will start at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
3:15, AI meet and greet, time pending. That's what time it's scheduled for. At 3:30, general knowledge on stage live.
It's going to be so fun.
Also at 3:30, Q&A with Tom McGinnis. At 3:30, you can have beers with the midday show.
What?
What is that?
Yeah.
You sit and have beers with them?
Yep,
yeah.
They're just hanging out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 3:30 Q&A with Hall of Famer Jason Stark at the FanDuel Indoor Stage. 3:30 meet and greet with the morning show. 4 o'clock, the football Q&A with Eric Carabel and Jamie Lynch. FanDuel Q&A number 3. We'll be with the Sean Jackson. Sean is taking part in the FanDuel Q&A.
That's amazing. Wow.
And then there's the meet and greet with our show at 4 o'clock, Nat.
Yes.
Sean Jackson meet and greet at 4:30. Q&A hockey. We have a little room for hockey.
We have
see,
to.
See, we do. 4:30 Q&A with Coetzee and Martinez.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
There you go. And Mo Green will be spinning... until we get out of there at 5.
Are you going to be at the hockey Q&A as a fan?
I'm going to try to roll over there and get
some insight
on this particular season.
So many activities.
Yes. Amazing. All right, let's go Adam and Bartow back with us. Adam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
What's up, Adam?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I tried to call in earlier and it cut out, I guess.
Yes, you had a bad line, but we're good now.
All right. I just had a point about the Eagles not playing Carson Wentz. I think it's a good idea not to. I don't think it's worth it because the game doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I agree. But now, yeah, a guy like Seth Joyner, I don't know if you saw him last night on the NBC Sports Philly postgame show. He said that's a bad move. You got to get the guy up to game speed.
See, like, I don't think it's worth it because, like, he's going to go in for, like, a drive maybe, if that. And you risk getting hurt. I don't think it's a good idea.
I totally agree with you, Adam. I'm glad that he didn't play in the preseason. But I am also not allowing for him to be rusty when he does play first game of the year.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, I expect a good performance from him. If he's ready to play and they say he's ready to play through practices and such, well, then let's see it.
Yeah, I think, like, he comes in, he's probably going to – they're just going to run the ball. They don't want to get him hurt anyway. I just don't see the point of playing him in a game that doesn't matter. That's my take.
All right, man. I totally agree with you. So we're on the same page when it comes to that. John in South Jersey. All right, John, hold on because we got a break coming up. So it's a good time to get in. If you haven't been on the show in a while, this is FanFest Eve. If you have any questions about FanFest, if you would like to see us do something different at FanFest, we'll take suggestions. If you want to rekindle great moments of FanFest that you attended, you can let us know about that as well. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
3:30, Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Yes, Mike, it is time, isn't it? Let's see how many votes we have. If my phone would load.
Usually I don't get you right away.
I know.
Right out of a break, I'll filibuster
yes.
a little bit. But, you know.
All right.
You're on your toes.
I'm here. We have 1,000 votes on this one. Mm-hmm. Are you fine with not seeing Carson at all this preseason? 85% say yes, 15% say no. Wow. So everybody's fine.
All right. Thank you. There's this Twitter war going on my Twitter feed about the pronunciation of Ortega.
Well, because I've been saying Ortega it in my. Side. Updates.
Yeah, see, here's the deal. It's almost like what the comparison is. Iguodala. When people say Iguodala, he just gave into it because so many people were saying Iguodala, but it was really Iguodala. And he told me that directly. So Ortega Whiteside, all these years, now Ortega Whiteside, he said so many people, it was so much easier for them to say Ortega Whiteside, but it wasn't really the correct pronunciation because the Spanish pronunciation actually is Ortega.
Yes, and I read a story like 3 months ago that said that Ortega is the right pronunciation, so that's why I say it that way.
In Spain, it is, and he cleared that up and said, I think that Scott Graham said the King's Spanish, but they don't really use the King's Spanish, but the correct way in Spain is to pronounce when those letters are together, it's Ortega. It's almost like, you remember the Spanish golfer? Jose Maria Olazabal, like it's pronounced, like it's Olazabal, but there's no TH in it.
Right.
It's just the way, it's the pronunciation in Spain. It's indigenous to Spain.
Yeah.
So you're saying it right.
I thought
Ortega
so.
Ortega Whiteside is probably actually the correct way of saying it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're correct.
All right.
All right. Let's go to John in South Jersey. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. I was just calling in to talk about McCown, and I feel like that was a good move on the Eagles' part, bringing in a veteran backup like that. You know, we don't know what we have in Thorson, and I feel like McCown showed that he can
fill in that role and be suitable if needed.
Yes, and what will happen from this point on is that when Sudfeld's ready to come back, he'll be the third quarterback activated, and they will try to stash Thorson on the practice squad.
Absolutely.
And McCown will actually be the backup who dresses.
Right. Now, my other point was I was listening on the midday show, and Anthony was talking to the listeners about scouting positions for the team. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I heard a little of it, yes.
Yeah, so I was trying to get in there and talk to him about, you know, I was trying to scout, not necessarily the Eagles, but some of our opponents, and particularly the Chargers, who mm-hmm. I feel are a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
And one player in particular who the Eagles let go as a Hall of Famer was Donnie Jones, Bag of Bones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm going to have a serious discussion with you. Why do you waste anybody's time by doing this?
It's not a waste.
Yeah, why? John, you're a jackass. Like, you wait on hold to do this Donnie Bag of Bones Jones thing, and it's not funny now. It's stupid. You're a jag-off.
I'm an upset fan.
You're a jag-off. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
All right, great. I'm going to follow that guy. Huh?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
All right, so I just had a quick question. I do agree with, you know, not playing Wentz in the preseason,
mm-hmm.
but how do you think the locker room, like the vibe in the locker room with, you know, all the, it's not Wentz's decision, obviously, but like all the starters playing last night, you know, and Wentz, you know, not.
They know who butters their bread, though.
I mean, don't you understand?
The quarterback, listen, they know.
Not controversy, but, you know, the story with Wentz not getting, the vibe with other players last season, you know, what some say it was Alshon, whoever. You know,
yeah, that's kind of like in the rearview mirror at this point. They know who butters the bread. They know they're not going to be a good team unless he's the quarterback. So it comes down to that. It's really a simple choice. You want to be the best team you can? Well, then you put up with that. And I don't think they have a problem with it, really.
Send the starters.
They're already conditioned. They're already conditioned, Joe. He wears a red jersey and you can't touch him. You know, they're kind of conditioned that the quarterback is special. All right, Joe's gone. Let's go to Ron in Allentown. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Mikey!
What's going on, Ron?
Oh, man. You know what the whole problem is with this stuff?
What?
There's no emotion. I mean...
Yeah, you're right. This preseason has lacked emotion.
Oh, my God. It's like nobody's excited. Nobody's pissed off. Nobody's taking a baseball bat and beating the dugout. Nothing's happening.
Well, there are two reasons for that, though, right? You already know they're going to be good, so there's nothing to complain about.
Oh, my God, I already said, I mean, what is the concern? I already called in and said, now we can play a quarter. And then once his grandmother could play the second quarter, he'd come out for the rest of the game.
Well, what does it indicate to you, that the fans are overconfident or they're underconfident?
Oh, man, they're just trying to be healthy and get in there and start playing. I mean,
yeah,
that's preseason crap.
Again, you're talking about a team that's already won a Super Bowl recently, right? You're also talking about a team
that
the whole league thinks is going to be good. So what is there to really bitch about? There's nothing to really be that concerned about.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Well, but isn't that a good thing?
These people are doom and gloom. I mean,
nobody's doom and gloom. In fact, they're the opposite of doom and gloom. I think they're overconfident.
No, I don't think they're excited. I mean, you gotta get fired up.
Yeah, but they're not excited because they already know the Eagles are good.
Oh my God, yeah.
All right, so listen, I guarantee you, if they lose game one, you don't think people are going to be emotional?
Well. Anthony's going to give him 2, 3, 4 games.
I'm not. The only thing we know.
I'm not either.
This is what we know.
I want to be mad. I want to be pissed.
Well,
I'm going to pick my baseball bat and beat the minimum I'm sitting at.
But there's no reason to do that. There's no reason to get pissed. Like, what is the reason? The Eagles are a good team until they prove otherwise. So we're just riding the wave of comfort. You know, that's why there hasn't been a lot of dialogue this preseason. Number one, it's boring as hell. Number two, when we talk about it, we're talking about who gets the fifth and fourth spots. The skill position, fourth and fifth spots, the only thing we're talking about. That's a good problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Andrew, you feel that too. You feel that as a producer of many shows here, that you feel that these fans aren't excited. And what is your reason for that?
Well, it's not that they're not excited for week one. It's just we're all bored. I'm bored.
Well, I am bored,
I'm
too.
I'm so bored.
I can't wait for the season to start so we'll actually have some substance to talk about. We are talking. Listen, look at the topics that we have talked about. We've talked about whether to play Carson Wentz in preseason. That's the main topic.
Right.
Right? That's the only thing you get dialogue out of. We're talking about whether they keep a fifth running back, whether they keep a sixth wide receiver, whether Jordan Mailata can actually be a backup.
Right? And who's the third tight end?
A backup. And who's the third tight end? Like, stuff that, like, before we would obsess about starting positions. Nobody obsesses about starting positions. They have put together a team, and in my opinion, is the deepest team they've had. Now, maybe not defensively, but I think they're actually going to be better defensively than a lot of people think. But offensively, they are deep. And the only thing we're worried about is the quarterback staying healthy.
I mean, I still remember preseason week one, the fake excitement of Eagles football is back. I was like, is it though? Like, Carson's not playing today. Like, I was not excited for preseason week one, and now I'm even more bored preseason week three. And next week's going to be worse.
It's the Jets.
Man, nobody's playing.
I know.
This preseason crap is boring.
I'm so confident in the Eagles that I actually personally complimented Howie Roseman.
Is that right?
I never do that kind of thing.
What'd you say?
I said, dude, this is like, you know, the deepest, you've assembled the deepest team I've seen.
That's nice.
And he says, well, we have a long way to go.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, well, I know you do, but like, you know, what I look at, I look at the paper. And I look at my eyes and I go, they're pretty deep. Like, they have lined up a backup at each position pretty much.
Right.
Except for maybe linebacker. Mm-hmm. All right. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Missinelli Show, back after that.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. Yes.
3:46 on the Mike Missinelli Show. Brian Westbrook will join us for a fun hour starting at 4:00. This is Football Friday. Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, Power of Justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. Okay, so the Phillies lineup has been posted.
And
I got one position wrong. Apparently, Dickerson will play left. Kingery has moved to center tonight, and my boy Adam Haseley's in right. The third baseman will not be Michael Franco. Bamboo Brad in the lineup at third base tonight against the right-handed pitcher. Your thoughts, Andrew?
Come on, man.
Why bring a guy exactly. up if you're not going to play him tonight? Like, I don't understand that part of it.
Okay, I get it. Brad Miller hits left-handed. The pitcher is a righty.
They brought him up because he's going to get one pinch hitting appearance?
I guess. Maybe they want to see him as a pinch hitter.
Brad Miller is in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, and who's the better defender?
Why does he do this?
Franco.
Why does he do it? And there's no choice there, but his outfield has to be that. But third baseman should be Brad Miller tonight. Brad Miller, pinch hit.
Miller might hit 2 bombs tonight.
Save him for a pinch hitter. He doesn't have to play. All right. Let's go to Dan in Collegeville. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, buddy?
I'm living.
The Eagles are in a really good spot right now. I called to talk about the wide receivers, and it's crazy to think that you're really only looking for possibly six if they keep six. You know, obviously you have Jeffrey, Aguilar, Deshaun, Arcega-Whiteside. I'm guessing your five is going to potentially be Mac Collins.
Yes.
But I mean, but Greg Ward has shown up.
Yeah. Greg Ward will not be as good a special teams guy as Hollins. Hollins will get down and make tackles. Greg Ward literally doesn't have that kind of reputation.
But here's an interesting one. He's only really made a couple plays. But I mean, just thinking about it, Agudosi. Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
The red zone. You have Agudosi, who's 6'6". You have Ertz, who's 6'5". Goddard, who's 6'6". You have Jeffrey, who's 6'3", 6'4". And you have Arcega-Whiteside, who's 6'3", 6'4". You have five really tall receivers in that red zone.
You don't need five. You don't need five. You can't put five on the field at the same time, so why do you need five?
Well, isn't that a good problem to have? Is you can
I mean, the guy has to be able to catch. He can't catch. You've seen him. Come on.
His awareness, though. He knows when he's at the side.
He can't play.
What about Michelle? What do you think about Mark?
I mean, he's not going to make the team. He has moments. If anybody makes the team as a sixth receiver, it's going to be Greg Ward.
Now, who's your kickoff return guy and punt return guy?
It's going to be Sproles. Punt return. The kickoff return might be Miles Sanders.
That's really the only thing I've been looking at. Like, I feel fine with the depth everywhere else. You know, I like Boston Scott, though, taking kicks back. If you keep five running backs, you keep Scott just for the kickoff returns.
Hey, what has Boston Scott done, though? Has he impressed you at all?
I mean, he last week, not yesterday's game, but the week before, you know, that one drive where they just ran the ball a bunch of times and that really big center just got winded. I mean, he had some nice runs there, but I mean, that's the thing is, do you keep five backs and six receivers? Like,
I don't think they're going to keep both five and six. Maybe they'll keep five or six, but I don't even think that's locked up. They're going to keep a lot of defensive linemen. They may keep 10, 11 defensive linemen.
Yeah, so it's a good problem to have, but I mean, the kick returner, if you use Sanders, I think that just means that you're going to be bringing Jordan Howard in for the first run of the series because you're not going to want to bring Sanders out there.
Well, is he going to be winded? He runs 20 yards, he's going to be winded? Yeah. Chances are he's not going to run back anyway. They're going to kick it through the end zone. That wouldn't be a problem. Agudosi?
No. He was probably Rutgers
drag. He reminds me, he's got Mutombo hands.
Who was the guy that the Eagles had a couple years ago? Doriel Green Beckham.
Yeah. Mutombo hands, too. Somebody on Twitter was ripping into my fact that I don't like comedies, but I do like comedies.
Yeah.
What didn't I like that
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball said it was the worst movie ever. And he took exception. And he said, well, what are your comedies? You don't seem to like any comedy. I do like comedy.
You love Anchorman.
Yeah, Anchorman is like right near the top.
Yeah.
Like, I can rattle off five right now.
What are your other ones?
Midnight Run is the best comedy ever.
Okay.
In my opinion. Trading Places.
It's a good one. It's
a great
one.
Anchorman.
Yes.
Hangover.
Yes.
48 Hours.
Good ones. Yeah. Solid.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's a solid five.
Are you a Caddyshack man?
I like it. It's, you know, it's not in my top five.
I kind of take you as a Caddyshack guy.
No, Caddyshack is funny.
It's funny, but I think
it's a little over the top.
What about Animal House?
Animal House is funny. You know, I'm putting him in my top five.
All right.
Like, I measure it on what I can see again. Like, Anchorman I can always watch. Midnight Run I can always watch. Trading Places in 48 Hours I can always watch. Hangover, not as much.
Right. I feel like I have to be in the mood to watch The Hangover.
Yeah. And I'll find Office Space funny.
You don't?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I like Office Space.
Yeah, it's
that
smart.
Would be
that's
like
smart humor
maybe next
as well.
On my list.
Yeah.
What else? Like, I don't find Borat funny.
Yeah, I don't find them funny either.
I don't find Step Brothers funny.
I don't know how you don't find Step Brothers funny.
Step Brothers is
hilarious. You need to watch it again. I think you just have to watch it again.
I don't know how you don't like Step Brothers. Or Dodgeball.
No, Dodgeball's not
Dodgeball
great.
Dodgeball is so you.
It's an American classic.
It's stupid. You like stupid stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
I have more discerning tastes.
What about like Dumb and Dumber?
No.
No? Dumb and Dumber's
no,
funny.
No and Knower.
Mock.
How's that?
Yeah. Ing. Yeah.
You're a big Dumb and Dumber fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Ace Ventura.
Okay, that's a great one.
There you go. Now, you wouldn't think I'd be an Ace Ventura guy, would you?
I did not.
Now, which one Finkel do you like more?
Finkel is Einhorn.
Do you like the original? Or do you like the one when he went out to the wilderness?
I actually thought the second one was funny.
It was.
Oh, When Nature Calls?
When Nature Calls,
I thought it was really funny.
When he has the guy on the ground and he's like doing the thing with his eyeball.
So it's not like I don't like Jim Carrey. So, you know, that would take me back to Dumb and Dumber.
Did you see Liar Liar?
Yes.
Did you like that?
I thought
that was pretty funny.
I saw Liar Liar in the theater.
Now, do you like
with
Robin?
My daughter.
How about Robin Williams? Do you like Robin Williams?
No, I think Robin Williams is over the top.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think he's better as an actor than he is funny in a movie.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great actor.
So
he was a great actor.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
No.
Silliness.
Hello,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
All right, let's go to a break. We'll come back. We got Brian Westbrook going to join us for the hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.